a Saturday with nothing planned so I can get some things taken off of Sonic. This morning already, I've taken off the knuckle and the brake calipers. I already got the brake caliper off the other side. I am going to go ahead and take off the knuckle and get those knuckles ready to sell because they are specific to the SVT Focus, and I know some other people definitely want those. And I still haven't taken off this passenger rear RS wheel. It's the last wheel that's still on the car. That's coming off. And then I'm going to take off the rest of the rear suspension. So the springs, the shocks are coming off, and then this complete trailing arm down here with the entire spindle and brakes and all that stuff is going to come off, and that's going to get transferred over to Metal Sonic. Oh yeah, I can't forget. Borla exhaust, that's coming off as well, and I'm going to take that to a shop so they can make sure it fits on Metal Sonic. Now, I know these are Focuses, they're not fancy cars, but there's one thing I want to show you when I was taking off those brake calipers that works really good for anybody who just kind of wants to customize their car pretty cheap. Now, these are the front brake calipers that came off of Sonic, and about 12 years ago, I painted these red, but I didn't want to spend a ton of money on it, so I actually took them off of the car and went and bought some paint to do it myself. No, I didn't buy any fancy caliper paints or anything like that. That's it. Gloss Sunrise Red Rust-Oleum paint. I brushed it on. That can of paint is less than $10 at the hardware store, and it's lasted on these calipers for all that time, daily driving and also autocross use. Now, if you're doing heavy track braking, it might not handle the heat in those situations, but it's worked great for daily driving and autocross. Only bad thing is you need to take your calipers off to get the best paint job on it and let it dry like a day or two at least, because it will stay tacky for a while, but it stays nice and hard once it's on there. And the paint's so cheap, anytime I get chips or anything, I can just use a little touch-up brush and touch up all those areas. Like you can see here, I got a couple areas I gotta touch up, so not bad. But to have some red painted calipers that look good and last this long for less than $10, I'll definitely take that.